Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
In Matthew chapter 7, verse 6, Jesus was speaking to the people. He said, "Do not give what is holy to dogs, and do not throw your pearls before swine, or they will trample them. They will trample them under their feet and turn and tear you apart." Praise the Lord. So, it's a warning. Tell someone it's a warning. That give not that which is holy unto the dogs. So Jesus had in mind some phenomenon defined as dogs, you know, and he was speaking to something that was very important to his heart. And you could clearly see that if you put the verse in context, even though he was pointing to something, invariably he was saying that I want you to treat dogs. It's a treatment I want you to give to dogs. Don't give them holy treatment. Dogs don't deserve holy treatment. Neither cast ye your pearls before swine. So Jesus here is saying that when a Christian, so obviously you can see that a Christian is not supposed to be seen as a dog. Are you with me? But the reality in the spirit is that if you allow yourself as a Christian, you may be treated as a dog. So it is this treatment tangent that I am on. How a Christian is a believer, is not a dog, but could be treated as a dog. And a dog does not deserve to have holy things. In fact, other translations don't use holy. If you look at the Message, NASB, they may have a different interpretation. They do. Don't be flip with the sacred. Say banter and silliness give no honor to God. Don't reduce holy mysteries to slogans. In trying to be relevant, you are only being cute and inviting sacrilege. Too much English here, right? Let's see the NASB. Do not give what is holy to dogs. Can we have the Amplified or NLT? Something, yeah. Amplified said, do not give that which is holy, the sacred thing, to the dogs. And do not throw your pearls before hawks, lest they trample. These dogs are seen as destroyers. People who disdain what is sacred. And so they are not deserving. They are disqualified from having what is sacred, what is precious, what is holy. Pearls are precious. Is that not so? So when a person is being treated as a dog, that person is disqualified from important things such as pearls. And the scripture says that you and I, we have been qualified to the inheritance of the saints. So we are not supposed to be treated as people who are disqualified from receiving important things. Say, I'm qualified. Yeah, we are qualified. He said, all things are yours. So you are qualified. I am qualified. You are qualified to have a great ministry. You are qualified to have a great family. You are qualified to be pregnant. You are qualified to be alive. You are qualified for all the good things in this life. In fact, Jesus says, you must enjoy them freely. Praise the Lord. Say, I'm qualified. But qualification does not always give you practical possession. Like you're a Ghanaian, you have rights, you have privileges, you are qualified to be rich, but not everyone will be rich. So you have to strive to enforce the things that you are qualified to receive. Are you with me? The fact that the believer is not a dog and must never be treated as a dog does not mean you will not be treated as one. And you will bear with me that there are people here who qualify for things that have not been given to them. So this is what we seek to do, to pray that whatever God has qualified us to receive, we shall receive it in Jesus' name. That amen didn't come out at all. So when a person is being treated as a dog, that one is disqualified from important things. Sometimes you are qualified for something at job, in your industry, you go through all the process, and some devil there will find ways to try to disqualify you from that important thing. And today I'm praying that the anointing of God upon your life as a believer will not permit anybody to treat you as a dog. Praise the Lord. Say, I'm not a dog. I'm a lion. Whatever is mine, I receive it in Jesus' name. You know, and sometimes also, when you are being treated as a dog, some people feel like you are undeserving of favor in high places. In 2 Samuel chapter 9 verse 8, when the devil begins to push the button that you should be treated as a dog, it will make you become undeserving of favor in high places. And he bowed himself and said, what is thy servant that thou shouldest look upon such a dead dog as I am? This is Mephibosheth speaking about himself. A dead dog as I am. And in that same 2 Samuel, please, let's even read some more. Then the king called to Ziba, Saul's servant, and said unto him, I have given unto thy master's son all that pertained to Saul and to all his house. So here, King Saul had died. David was a king. Jonathan helped David a lot. So David one day rose up and said, I want to show favor to someone who is connected to Jonathan. And then Ziba came forth and said that I know the son of Jonathan, he is called Ziba. But this guy was crippled. He was called Mephibosheth. He was hiding in Lodiba somewhere, you know, hiding for his life because the whole house of Saul was executed. And so he found even hiding as, you know, his survival mechanism. Are you with me? And so David said, oh, go and fetch him and bring him. When he was fetched, the king said, I want to show favor. When he came, he said to the king, like, who am I? I'm so undeserving. And this guy was a royal blood. But situation had reduced him so much to a level that he defined himself as a dog. Sometimes devil can just put a lot of things together to make you begin to think like you are not what God says you are. And that's how you relegate yourself to some lodiba of a relationship. Some lodiba. You see that you are fraternizing with the wrong people. This guy is supposed to be in the palace. And invitation to the palace is looking big for him. Meanwhile, he was born in the palace. How come what God has given you, when he gives it to you, you are overwhelmed? How come? Giving you life should not overwhelm you. Because you have the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Is that not so? So, you know, life can treat you in a way that now when you are given what is normal, what is regular, then you begin to say, hey, it's a testimony. You know, it's a testimony. Every woman here, if you have it in your heart to marry, you deserve to marry. Every man here, if you have it in your heart to marry, Bible says the hand that doesn't work, let it not eat. So if you have it in your heart to work, it's within your redemptive right to get the best of jobs. Praise the Lord. So when you get the best of positions, don't lie down like doormat. Because you are not a dog. You are a royal blood like Mephibosheth. You are not a dog. Situation can push you and put you somewhere. But the real you is that you are not a dog. So you should not be treated as one. Say, I will not be treated as a dog. Say, whatever is mine. Say, the favor is my covenant right. So I receive and I walk in it. Say, I walk in favor every day of my life. Praise the Lord. He called himself a dog. Meanwhile, he was not. Favor is supposed to be your name. Favor is supposed to be the practical manifestation of your existence. When you go to a place, you go into systems, what others struggle to receive, you must receive it on the platform of favor. Everywhere you go, you must be favored. So when you are going, you have to go very bold, knowing that I carry favor on my head. Praise the Lord. Because I'm not a dog. I cannot be treated with contempt. No one can treat me with disdain. You do that at your own peril because I'm a different breed. I'm a child of God and I carry favor. If I'm going into an interview, I know that favor is going to work for me. I'm going to bid for something. I know that I have an advantage because of the favor of God. And it doesn't matter how you see your face not to be nice to you because you have seen nicer faces. You already carry favor. And favor is not nice face. Favor is not nice face. That's why sometimes when you see some people giving big things, you say, "Edie no muhu one." Because you think they are not nice. But the selection is not based on niceness. The Bible says the race is not to the swift. Praise the Lord. It's not based on niceness. It's based on what you carry. Who you are. Psalm 5 verse 12 says that God has crowned the righteous with favor. He said, "For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous." How? He said, "With favor will thou compass him as with what? A shield." So you are compassed about with favor. So anything trying to treat you otherwise, that thing is trespassing. That thing is in error. Sometimes entities that are wicked in high places will attempt. They what? It's an attempt. But we'll break down that attempt in Jesus' name. In 2 Samuel chapter 16 verse 9. 2 Samuel 16 verse 9. Some people will feel you are undeserving or unqualified, but the Lord has already qualified. He said, "Then said Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, unto Cain, why should this dead dog curse my lord, the king? Let me go over, I pray thee, and take off his head." So you can see that from time to time, people were described as dead dogs and all of that, but they were really not necessarily dogs. You can be in a realm, a season where you are being seen like that. But David said, "No, the guy, you can't treat this guy as a dead dog. He's a royal. So don't touch this guy." Say, "Don't touch me." Say, "I deserve to walk in favor." Yeah. Naturally, you may not be up to it, but favor is working for you. That amen didn't come out at all. Say, "I shall be treated with favor." We are going to pray. So say, "I shall be treated with favor." Another way that they have tried to treat people like dogs is that you are treated and it comes out this way. You are being taken for granted for offering a good gesture, for doing a good gesture. In 2 Samuel chapter 3, verses 2 to 8, we see that Abner is being treated in a certain kind of way. And it came to pass, while there was war between the house of Saul and the house of David, that Abner made himself strong for the house of Saul, because Abner was the captain of King Saul's army. Are you here with me at all? So there was a battle between the house of David and the house of Saul. But Abner stood to protect the house of Saul. One man. And Saul had a concubine whose name was Rispa. Concubine has always been bad. I don't know why people get into it. The daughter of Aiah. And Ish-bosheth said to Abner, Ish-bosheth is from the house of Saul, said to Abner, "Wherefore hast thou gone in unto my father's concubine?" What an accusation. He's accusing the captain of Saul's army, who has remained strong for the house when they were just executing them. This Ish-bosheth came out and started accusing Abner that you have gone to take the concubine of the king. Then was Abner very wroth for the words of Ish-bosheth and said, "Am I a dog's head?" Kai, you will never be a dog's head. "Am I a dog's head which against Judah do show kindness this day unto the house of Saul thy father, to his brethren and to his friends, and have not delivered thee into the hand of David, that thou chargest me today with a fault concerning this woman?" He's just saying that I feel very bad. I feel very taken for granted. That dog's head there is that I feel very taken for granted for offering a good gesture of generosity, a good gesture of kindness, a good gesture to you, and you are turning around with a dangerous accusation that you are taking me for granted for laying down my life to secure this family. When the house of David was wiping everyone away, I'm the one who stood and laid down my life, put all my professional, you know, skills to bear to protect this house. Now, wait, Gina Onayisunti. You are feeling like I'm a dog's head, taking me for granted, accusing me for taking the concubine of the king. So being treated as a dog is being taken for granted. When you pour your heart into people, pour your heart into things, you stand for people, you do your best for people, and then when it's time, they take you for granted. In fact, they turn around and give you dangerous accusations. Feels like a dog's head. Hey, am I preaching? Yeah. And sometimes these kinds of dangerous accusations, they come from unsuspecting or friendly sources. You will never think that somebody in the house of Saul will have the boldness to accuse Abner of such a thing. You will never think. Very unsuspecting sources. Some of the biggest and heaviest accusations you have, they will come from from within. They will come from sources that you do not suspect will be churning out those kinds of accusations. And sometimes, and many a times, those accusations are not true. It's just that you are being taken for granted for being friendly. You know, I sent something to the platform. How is it that you are my best friend and you are the one who disrespects me most? How come? How come you are the one I laid down my life to protect most, this house? And you are the one that brought this kind of accusation against me? Hey, that's when you are being treated. You can be in an office and kill yourself to work as a functional employee just for you to be treated like a dog. And sometimes some people, their hearts get broken. I'm saying that beyond all these things is a spirit that makes people to take you for granted and treat you like one. like a dog. See, am I a dog's head? The guy was fighting it. He said, no way. This thing cannot be happening. Say, it cannot be happening. One more time. Say, it cannot be happening. Our people who are in relationships, they are giving their all, but somebody is giving only 20%. And sometimes the reason why it is so is that you are consistently consistent. The word is reliability. Sometimes, yeah, when you are too reliable, some people will take you for granted. Do you agree with me or you don't agree? And sometimes people who get taken for granted are people who preach. In professional counseling, one of the things you are told not to do is to preach to a client. Don't preach to a client. Yeah, and they say, you know, it's supposed to be like this. You say, preaching is stating the ideal situation. Do you understand? For instance, you don't go into a relationship, whether it's a working relationship, a marital relationship, and for instance, in a working relationship, and then you are preaching all the ideal position. You know, some things should be left unsaid so that the person you are dealing with will have a mind that when they go the wrong way, anything can happen. But when you say that, you know me, I believe in faithfulness, I am faithful, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and you start quoting Bible, you know, as a child of God. Don't bring as a child of God into any business. Because once, sometimes you are dealing with people who don't have faith, and you are a person of faith. So you find out that they will misbehave, and they will come and say, you know, because what is making them misbehave is that you are a child of God, you'll be regulated by the word of God. But they are not regulated by that word of God. So they will continue to fool because when they come and you say no, you say, hey, you cry, you being the child of God, I thought you'd be able to forgive. So don't be talking about forgiveness. Don't be preaching. Praise the Lord. Don't be preaching. We know the Bible has said that as much as we can, there should be no divorce for marriage. But don't be preaching, me, I don't like divorce, blah, blah. That's how you'll be abused. You know, I can't stand divorce. You can't stand any make Jimmy says, I don't want to be standing divorce. That is preaching. One of the reasons why relationships don't work is that people keep preaching. You keep preaching your ideals. So, you know, divorce is not good. It's not good to do this. It's not good to do that. It's not good to do that. So they know that, okay, as I'm misbehaving, you know, you have already imprisoned yourself by your own philosophical position. So I'll continue to fool, and I know that the divorce, you know, is difficult for you. It's called preaching. It's called what? Don't preach. Leave some small mafia in the space. Let us use it for thinking. Unpredictability. Sometimes we are deans, na un preach ya. No, unipe unia wo utrim. Self-correction will come because they don't know. They don't know whether you are giving four chances and they have already taken three. You are waiting for the last one. That's why you have to learn how to bridle your tongue. Yeah. So, sometimes it happens that way. Happens that you are being taken for granted and it ought not to be so. Sometimes the people who work the hardest are the ones who are ignored when it comes to promotions. And the devil is what makes that thing to happen. Today may you receive everything possible so that life will not take you for granted in Jesus' name. Nobody will take you for granted in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive that grace right now in Jesus' name. Yeah. Hallelujah. Am I preaching already? Say, I'm not a dog. I will not be accused. Say, any heavy accusation coming, I bind it in Jesus' name. Yes. Accusation can take power away from you. Revelation says that, now behold, the accuser of the brethren is here. It will take strength and power. When once accusation lands, you see that, Charlie, why am I? And yet, and the devil is always the one behind accusation, especially when it is not true. The Bible calls him the accuser of the brethren. And a soldier like Abner, who has laid down his life for this house, shouldn't be treated like that. Ishbosheth came and said, you have taken the concubine of the king. Wow. A king that is dead. So how do you accuse me like that? What a bad accusation. Any accusation in the womb or in the mouth of any dog about to back that accusation on you, may the Lord stop it in Jesus' name. Sometimes you are just at the cusp of a major break. Then the dog will back an accusation to the one who has the power to promote you. To bring the hedge. There shall be no backing as such in Jesus' name. Come alive now. I said no backing of an accusation will stand in the mighty name of Jesus. The door is opened unto you and no fault will be presented against you. In Jesus' mighty name. Shout a better amen. Amen. Can I give you one more point? Praise the Lord. I'm talking about treatment as a dog. When you are treated as a dog, you are seen as an outsider who is supposed to be cut from the master's table of supplies. You are seen or treated as an outsider who is supposed to be cut off from the master's table of supplies. In Matthew chapter 15, verse 26 and 27, a woman came to Jesus. But Jesus answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. You see, he just was addressing the woman and where she comes from. The people, the outsiders, you are treated as an outsider. He said, the bread is for insiders, children, not for outsiders. Outsiders are dogs. Bible said, without our dogs. Revelation. Yes, you are not seen as an insider. Insiders are people who have inheritance, children. They deserve the bread on the table. He said, don't take the bread. It's not meant to be. Verse 27, and she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. So this woman no agree. Jesus is saying dog. He said, okay, I refuse to be an outsider. You see, I'm going to hang around. I may not eat from the table, I will eat under the table. I've come inside. If you are not careful, the important things on the table, you will never get. I mean, when a government changes like that, sometimes the people who have worked very hard are not the ones who get the appointment. You see that the table belongs to a category of people. Are you here? And internet says, we need bread. Because if you are not careful, you'll be eating crumbs when you are supposed to be eating the bread on the table. And they have cut a lot of people. Not everybody can be served with the bread on the table. That's why there is that categorization. But may you never be the one who is seen to be an outsider. Say amen. Amen. Sometimes you are in a workplace, it's time for a big move. Then somebody is pointing to your age or your gender. Or pointing to some paper you don't have. Meanwhile, you can do the job. Are you here? It's very demonic. The woman said, no way. And she said, truth, Lord. Master's table, I'm going to be hanging around the table. Nobody can push me away. So when you are treated as a dog, sometimes you are seen as an outsider, cut off from the main supply, the honorable supply. The best part on the table. Cut off from it. See, that devil just will cut you off and give you one foolish man, a foolish boss, a foolish woman. Are you here? Instead of the a human being you should have, you become only qualified for surplus requirement. You are an afterthought. Yeah. Some people, when it's time for glory, they don't remember them. By you shall be remembered in Jesus' name. They can be looking for somebody to give something important to. The person will comb inside the church with their mind. Oh, once they give it to an outsider, then you show up. They say, I didn't number me trip. Sir, no. From today, nobody will say something to you in Jesus' name. That amen is not correct, though. Sometimes people are reduced to leftovers. Deuteronomy 23, verse 18. Poshala kwatata labata. This morning's preaching is for you to be hungry for what is the best for you. Deuteronomy chapter 23, 18. Thou shalt not bring the hire of a whore or the price of a dog into the house of the Lord thy God for any vow, for even both these are abomination. So you can see that once something is seen to have the semblance of a dog, doggish mind, like a Turkish, don't bring the hire of a whore or the price of a dog into the house of the Lord thy God. No, it's not permitted inside. It's an abomination. It's not permitted in the important places. Don't bring it into the temple. He says it's an abomination. That's why you see that they are making selection for an important board or important committee to do something. And they say, once you are seen like a dog, you are not allowed. It's an abomination. We're in Fanon Count. Why? They can't explain, but they say, in Fanon Count. Born dog. In Exodus chapter 22, verse 31. Exodus 22:31. It says that, and ye shall be holy men unto me, neither shall ye eat any flesh that is torn of beast in the field. Ye shall cast it to the dogs. So you see, he's just separating holy men, what they should be eating and what they should not be eating. And he says that the things that holy men eat should be different from the things that people who are not holy, they eat. He says that the ones that are forbidden by holy men, they should give it to the dogs. Just showing you how the forbidden, the surplus, the unwarranted, the one that is not acceptable, it goes to dogs. It's not permitted in the important places of the temple. It's not allowed. So when the devil finds a way to categorize you like a dog and spreads it in the hearts of people, eyes of people, whether physically, spiritually, socially, you find out that but the ones that are good, they give it to holy men, good men, good women. Meanwhile, no, God has created you for the best, and the devil is finding a way to treat you in a way that you shouldn't be treated. This morning, what we are going to use to mitigate this matter is prayer. It's what?
Prayer.
Can't hear you. It's what?
Prayer.
It's prayer. That's why sometimes an appointment will delay. Because you carry favor and think, and I say, bantem. Favor, you intend to madie. Praise the Lord. Because favor will skip protocols. Favor will jump the line. It's keeping too long. Because something, that's just how you know how to pray. Any spirit that has gone ahead, making me look like I'm a dog for this approval, Father, deal with it. By the blood, I cancel it. I bind it. Whatever is going around the city, barking, making noise. I like that scripture part. Psalm 22, verse 20. Very serious scripture. deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. Verse 16. 16 is there. For dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierce my hands and my feet. Very dangerous stuff. Hey. Dangerous. Psalm 59. 1, 2, 3. This is Psalm 59. Yeah. Deliver me from my enemies. Oh my God, defend me from them that rise up against me. Any dog barking your name, that good things should not come for you. May the Lord suspend them in Jesus' name. Said, deliver me from the workers of iniquity and save me from bloody men. Verse 3, for lo, they lie in wait for my soul. The mighty are gathered against me, not for my transgression, nor for my sin, O Lord. Verse 6, look at that. Verse 6. He said, they return at evening. They make a noise like a dog and go round about the city. Some spirit can be returning to your space to attack the things that are supposed to come your way. And sometimes they will go round about your job, go round about the city, making that kind of a dog's noise, barking everywhere, making noise about you. How you should not be appointed to that board. How you should not be given that opening. Any power making such a noise, may the Lord shut your mouth in the name of Jesus. That amen is not strong at all. Look at Revelation chapter 12:11. Let's see. Give me 12:11. It says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they love not their lives. Can you go to like verse 9 or thereabout? Just let's say. And the great dragon was cast out. That old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and even God. Even God, oh, there can be an entity standing before God accusing you to God. What mitigates that is the blood of Jesus. And he's saying that once the accuser is cast down, he says that I heard a loud voice saying in heaven. Accusation is also a very loud voice. Maybe subtle, but it's very loud. It says that once the accuser was cast out of that space, he said, now is come salvation. Now is come what? Now is come salvation. 1, 2, strength. 3, the kingdom of our God. 4, the power of Christ. So all these things will not be available to you because the accuser is reigning. When it's reigning, salvation is in jeopardy. When it's raining, we can't see the kingdom of our God. We can't see the power of his Christ. We cannot see strength. Accusation will take all these things away. You're waiting for a breakthrough. Your paper, something is accusing you on paper. Verse 11 says that they overcame by the blood of the Lamb. Say by the blood. Any accusation of dogs coming to me in the evening, going about the city, mentioning my name, accusing me, accusing the business I handle, going around the city of my business. Say, I declare right now, whatever dogs are on the compound, the blood is against you. I arrest you with the blood and shut your mouth with the blood. Say, the voice that will come out will be the voice of helpers, heralds of salvation, people who see me in a good light. In the mighty name of Jesus, say, angels will market me. I think it's somebody's message this morning. This very month, that appointment you are waiting for, it shall be granted you in the name of Jesus. No voice of a dog shall be heard on your behalf. No way. As you are going, you are walking into your testimony. Walk into your testimony. Is it a good place to pray? Shekola vatakayata. You are pleading the blood. Pleading the blood. Speaking about the power of the blood. Declaring, you can't touch me. The blood has qualified me. I am qualified. Are you here at all? I am qualified because I'm redeemed. He said, now let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Those who have been redeemed by the Lord, by the blood of the Lord, let them say so. He said, the redeemed of the Lord shall return. I'm returning into the place of restoration, into the place of honor. It's your time. Please go to about five people. Tell them that God says, I should tell you that it's your season. And no dog will stop you. Can you move small, move small, move small, move small? Tell some people it's your season. You are going to share your testimony. No dog is going to stop you. From that high place, you shall not be accused. You will not be undeserving of any favor. I see the favor on ground for you. Your approval is sanctioned in the mighty name of Jesus. You are blessed. Hallelujah. Oh, clap your hand. I see that it's already done for somebody. Hold the hand of somebody, brethren. Let's pray together. Bible says one shall chase a thousand. We raise our voice. We raise our voice. Raise your voice and plead the blood. Father, I plead the blood. Keleboko shata. Solabadaba. I pray. The blood, the Bible says, speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. I plead the sprinkling of the blood, the speakings of the blood. Lekopata shala kuatatela. Into lokosila toskapaya. The blood is speaking for me, speaking for my health. Hey, shakola patakalaba. The chastisement of my peace was upon him. By his stripes I am healed. No dog will take my health. No dog will take my reputation. No dog will take the dignity God has put on my life. No dog will take this ministry. This ministry is not devourable. It's not destructible. This life. Hey, it's not condemnable. Open your mouth and pray. Let the blood speak. 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 We sprinkle the blood over our families. Open your mouth and pray. Because of the blood, I prevail in this month of June. I prevail because of the blood. I am not a dog. Jesus, I shall not be disqualified. Shaka pata la kutaya. Eketele beka pata luaza. I shall not be disqualified. Hey, the blood has qualified me into the inheritance of the saints. I am qualified. I am qualified. I am qualified to the inheritance of the saints. I shall not be treated as a dog. I will not be disqualified. Baruata likula paya. Pray. Oh yes, I refuse my ministry to be treated like a dog. I refuse my career to be treated as a dog. Disqualified from important things. Open your mouth and pray. I shall not be disqualified.
from important things. Leave the hand of the person and pray. I will not be disqualified from important things. Shaka pata la tula, itola paka pata. I refuse to be disqualified, discounted from important things. Ipota la patalia. I am reachable for important things. I am available for selection. I shall be appointed, selected, anointed for important things. Open your mouth and pray. Shikola paya. Ito la palapanda. Ito la palapanda. Shuta la pataya. No power can disqualify me from important things. Shaka pata lutaya. Raise your voice and pray. Shala para kuta. Hey, shoda balaka pata. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. I shall not be disqualified. Open your mouth and pray. I will not be treated as an outsider. Come on, pray that prayer. I will not be treated as an outsider. The bread on the table is for me. I'm not eating crumbs. I will not be treated as an outsider. I'm a child of God, and the bread is for children. My ministry shall not be treated as an outsider. My marriage, my career, I shall not be treated as one that is cut off from the table of the master. Hey, shaka patoya, ikuta la bakatoya, aluta la pataya. Raise your voice and pray. I will not be treated as an outsider. I am included. I am included. I'm not an outsider. I refuse to be an outsider. Open your mouth and pray. Shake the lepe. Ito la palakatua. Raise your voice. Raise your voice. Raise your voice. I will not be treated as an outsider. Ekapata la bakapa. Ito la bakapata. Ashalabataya. Aha ha ha. This season, I am included on the table. I am included on the table. I am included on the table for the people to be pregnant, for the people to be married, for the people to be blessed, for the people to be promoted. Hey, 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 hey. I'm included on the table of supplies, the table of bread, the master's table. Open your mouth and pray. I refuse to be treated as an outsider. Shekota la paladus. I shall not be giving leftovers. I will not be giving leftovers. Hey, shaka patalaba. I enter the real realm of the main bread, the main table, the main bread. Can you pray that prayer? Ah, I'm not taking leftovers. I'm not taking crumbs. I take the main bread. I rise to the table. Mephibosheth rose to the table. You will rise to the table. Your ministry, your career, your business. Can you pray now? Hey, shalabaha. You shall be considered for an important thing. The important things. What is on the table is coming to you. You shall not be considered as an outsider. What is on the table is coming to you. Bashaka patala itola pakutaya atula pareke atelia paraza shekola paya atula basa 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 atula basa. Raise your hand and pray. Say, Father, I shall not be taken for granted. In the mighty name of Jesus, my good efforts and good gestures shall not be taken for granted. In ministry, in my family life, my career life, in the market, I shall not be taken for granted. I shall not be treated with contempt. Come on and shout, I shall not be taken for granted. I will not be invisible. I shall be visible. I shall be treated well. Open your mouth and pray. My labor shall be rewarded. My labor shall be rewarded. My labor shall be rewarded. In this month of June, relationships will not take you for granted. Nothing will take you for granted. You shall not be taken for granted. Your efforts, your presence, your love shall not be taken for granted. Alatola kapataya, atuli kapata, atola brekete, itola balakapa, atula para. My boss will not take me for granted. My spouse shall not take me for granted. My siblings, my clients, my colleagues, the people I love will not take me for granted. My helpers shall not take me for granted. Can you pray now? Pray now. You shall not be taken for granted. By the blood of Jesus, you will never be taken for granted. Pashala kapata, atula bala kapata, atala bala kapata, atula bala kapata. Raise your hand for the last time. Say, Father, in the high places, like Mephibosheth, I will receive favor. In high places, I receive favor. Let favor work for me. In the high places, as I pray right now, this month of June, I release favor to go into the market on my behalf. Select helpers that will favor my cause in high places of decision making, in high places of selection of portions, in high places of appointment, in high places of distribution of goodness. Say, Father, favor me in high places. Open your mouth and pray. I shall not be treated as a dog. In the high places, favor Francis, favor Yakoba, favor our children, favor Ketolia, favor wherever the king's house. May you receive favor. Shekotalaya. In the high places where life matters, receive favor. Receive favor. Receive favor. This June shall be a month of favor. Your case will be treated with favor. This month of June, may your case be treated with favor. May your case be treated with favor. May your case be treated with divine favor. Lampata la kuatata, atulaba la kapata, itulaba la kapata. May your document be attended. Attended to by favor, with favor. May your document be attended to with favor. Hey, 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 hey. Your persona will be attended to with favor. Shakala patalaba. This month of June, favor upon the keeper's house, favor upon the members, favor, yes. Receive favor on every side. Favor. Leko paliato dele pete. Yes, 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 yes. Favor is released. Patuli Capella, Italia Parazo. Favor is released. Favor is released. Favor. Favor is released. Favor is released. Favor is released. Favor is released. God's favor upon your life is released in high places. Receive favor. Prophesy favor. Everything you are believing God for, by the favor of the Lord, it is released right now. The money is released. The promotion is released. The blessings are released. The pregnancy is released. The marriage is released. The visa is released. The helper is released. The open door is released. Receive your favor. It shall be by favor. You will be treated with favor. You will be treated with favor. Parakapatalia. Favor. Pray for favor. Oh God, treat me with favor. This man, men shall treat me with favor. Everywhere my name shall appear, my product shall appear, my matter shall appear. Favor will speak for me. In the spirit, here on earth, favor goes forth ahead of me. Praise! Shalabala, Atolamaha, Itoliaba, Shabualaba. Favor, yes. Pray, 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 pray. Italabalus, Iliadudua, Solaminanos, Kentelia Pele, Shakualia, Atula Baraga, and Talabahete, and Talamelagene, and Solabata.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.